An interesting story out of Eyewitness News today around intern doctors. So qualified intern doctors are waiting to be placed so that they can complete their medical training. Didn't we just say that we don't have enough staff for hospitals and enough people to vaccinate? And here you've got more than 280,000 healthcare workers who are still sitting at home waiting to complete their training. So they have to do a compulsory 2-year internship and 1 year of community service. So Kevin Brunt from EWN has been chatting to these intern doctors. Kevin, good afternoon to you. Thank you for bringing us this story. So this doesn't make sense to me. Logically, it seems that if we've got these healthcare workers, they've done their years of studying, they now need to just do their internships. Why aren't they being used?
A very good afternoon to you, Mandine. That is exactly the sentiment coming from these doctors after everything that they've now put in after the hours that they've sacrificed. They're now at a position where they're waiting for a go-ahead from government to announce when they can join their internship program. For various reasons, they could not join the internship program at the beginning of this year. One of the doctors explained to me that she, for instance, had to repeat a block of internal medicine, and that extended her studies until February this year. So now she basically waits on government to give the go-ahead of when she can, you know, commence with an internship program. Another doctor explained that as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic last year, a lot of pressure was put on them while they were still studying. A lot of the programs also had to adjust to ensure that these doctors are able to complete their studies, but now they are done and they're waiting for, you know, a go-ahead from government when they can join their internship program. Some of these doctors also need to just join that very last year, as you explained, of their community service, also for various reasons, following the internship that there was a delay and that they're now waiting for a go-ahead from the authorities. So they've explained a very frustrating position to me, but just take a listen to what they said.
Interns actually help and they treat and they actually manage patients. So I know for a fact that we'll make a difference in hospitals during the COVID pandemic. So it's very sad that we have not been placed when we are actually needed in this pandemic.
To sit at home while people are suffering under this pandemic, and it's not only the pandemic that is straining our healthcare system. The healthcare system has been strained for years. It works on us mentally to know that we are able to help, but we cannot. There's nothing we cannot do until they give us a job.
That is incredibly frustrating, Kevin. So what is the South African Medical Association and the Health Department, what are they saying about this?
Well, Mandy, I understand that there'll be a meeting tomorrow of the National Health Council Technical Advisory Committee, who manages this program for the National Health Department, and that they gave indication to these interns that they'll come back with a response on Friday the 25th. And that is also what Dr. Angelique Kutsia from the South African Medical Association said, that they are hoping to get a response with regard to this situation by the end of this week. Here's what she said, Mandy.
Over the weekend, it was 118 posts that have been given funds. As in of last night, it is 135 funded posts, and we still need 155. Posts to be funded. It's not anymore a matter of are there posts available. There are posts. It is all about the funding.
Well, thank you, Kevin Brunt, for bringing us that story. Just remarkable, really. 280 healthcare workers. They are sitting at home waiting to be placed. They've done 6 years of studying to be medical practitioners. They need to do their internship. Why are we not using these people?